Bob Davis was a poet, published him.
We had about Langs News came to give some classes. Peter DeVries gave some classes.
The artists were legion. The best artists in the city of Chicago were teaching there at one time or another. I'd borrow exhibitions from artists, I'd get them from the WPA, I'd assemble them from museums, or with existing museums. Daniel Captain Rich, who was director of the Art Institute of Chicago, for whom I later worked a dozen years, was on my board. Middeldorf at the University of Chicago was on my board. I got some real activity going. The community supported it.
Yes, this is the nature of sponsorship.
That's right.
And it was required. It's a requirement.
That's right.
For floating an idea.
Well, but we built it so well that it's still going.
Yes, I know. And the history of art,
some of them are not going, but some are. There's one in the, I was in one just in Oklahoma City Art Center, no more than 3 weeks ago, and that was still there. And Nan Sheets, whom I knew then, 25 years ago, is still there, operating it.
And she'll be going soon, she's retiring, and then it's going to take a great step forward, because Nan's been running it as an art center, and now it's time for that organization to become a museum.
But it took all those years to establish and get a building, and here this organization in Chicago has been operating as a small center, but at least in the area of itself, within that Negro neighborhood,
it has had a tremendous influence on the cultural level. Because we not only had exhibitions of painting, we showed them how the housing projects were being built. We showed them textures that you could buy in department stores, what you could buy for the cheapest possible price and what you could do with it. Mm-hmm. How to make a bedroom, how to use certain fabrics. I'm not an economist, no matter, I don't like furniture very much. Large people can't stand me very much either, but at the same time, I'm interested in what goes on the walls rather than on the floors. But I know full well this was an important facet of art and life. A good professional person who knows how to make a household at the most reasonable prices and using the material that exists, along with pictures, could make a very charming home, and these people came and learned.
How much perspective direction did you get from George?
George was all right. George was a fellow that was from New York. He didn't know Chicago. He quiet, silent, egging man. He knew enough about certain people who worked with him to know how to urge them to do their best work. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in John Wally or Don Vestal or any of the chaps who were running, Ralph Graham, chaps who were running various departments, from mural painting to craft programs, poster projects, and so on. George always respected professional people and gave them their head.
How much the direction, though, of direction is a mythical word. I saw a bride with the mention of it. Did you get from Eddie Cale?
I used to see Eddie. And he was, what I liked about him is he was an excellent coach. Direction, no, but he gave a good pep talk. Mm-hmm. And you liked to be in Eddie's company. Because when he left, you were you were sure you were in something which, no matter how destructive you might feel about what you were accomplishing at the moment, you knew you were in something which was important in our time, at that time. It was an essential movement. I knew a lot about this, too, because I was raised on socialism. I was raised on the belief in man. And my father was a socialist, as I think I told you, who took a homesteader in North Dakota and built a huge socialist colony up there. So I know something about it. And he taught me this as a boy. His dad was a very young boy, a very young man, 12 years old. But this was part of my background. And so this was